watch me, I'll demonstrate how to purify with water. Taking this in the left hand, first you put 3 drops. Do it one time and again. And third time. I'm going to do it another time.
And this time.
Abhavitra,
Abhavitrava,
Sarva,
Vastam,
Kato,
Vi,
Va,
Ga,
Smare,
Kundari,
Daksham,
Sa,
Vaya,
Vyantara,
Suchi,
Sri Vishnu,
Sri Vishnu,
Sri Vishnu.
Vitrava,
Sarva,
Astam,
Gato,
Eva,
Ya,
Smare,
Kundari,
Aksham,
Sa,
Yaya,
Avyantara,
Suchi,
Sri Vishnu,
Sri Vishnu,
Sri Vishnu.
Vitrava,
Sarva,
Astam,
Gato,
Eva,
Ya,
Smaret,
Kundari,
Aksham,
Sa,
Vaya,
Vyantara,
Suchi,
Sri Vishnu,
Sri Vishnu,
Sri Vishnu.
Mantra is unpurified or purified, or even having passed through all situations, one who remembers the lotus eye, Supreme Personality of Godhead, is cleansed within and without. Namo Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prasaya, Mantra, Srimate Bhaktivedanta to Swami Ji. Namaste Saraswati Devi, Gauravani Pracharati, Nirvishishya Sundarali, Prasadari, Sakarani. This is a very auspicious place to be initiated. One point to Prabhupada used to make about initiation is that we're making vows and that when we make this promise before the deity and before the spiritual master and before the devotees, they're witnessing it is very important. Just as in a law court, if you in the court, if you say something and later it's proven to be a lie, that's perjury, which is a serious offense. Whereas if you were just speaking casually or if you're home in your room, maybe you tell a lie, so what? Although even that is accountable because there are demigods, just like there's light coming in this room and there's air in this room. There are witnesses to all our activities at every moment. But it's especially important when we make our spiritual vows of initiation that the Lord is present, and certainly Krishna is especially present, although he's present in air and sun. He's especially present in the Archivigrahas and these particular deities, very beloved Rukmini Gorkhadesha, who Srila Prabhupada took their darshan, his lotus feet were on this temple floor many times. So it's very auspicious for you to be initiated here. And I feel very much just like a servant performing this ceremony on behalf of Srila Prabhupada in this awesome spiritual setting. So after so much effort on your part and so much suffering on your part, you come to this point of being initiated. Brahman Devarti Konabhagiranji Guru Krishna Prasadi Bhai Bhakti Bhakta Beach. As Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Goswami, the living entity is wandering through the universe of Brahma many, many lifetimes, birth after death, suffering all the different miseries. And then by fortune somehow, some people, Konabhagiranji, they get the mercy of Krishna. Now, when we say some persons, it shouldn't be misunderstood that we say that we are better than other people, holier than thou, that there's only an elect few and other people are damned. Rather, everyone should be initiated. And Krishna is freely giving his love. Lord Chaitanya is very freely giving his love. So, there's not that attitude. But people are not coming forward to take the mercy of Krishna. So, at least we must come forward who have understood that this should be done. And if it appears that there are only a few of us, that really is, in one sense, neither here nor there. Although we try by preaching activities to bring more and more people to Krishna consciousness, but individually speaking, you don't have to wait for the Vox Populi to endorse that, yes, 50% of the people in California are initiated, or it's a good thing for a Republican to do, or a Democrat to do, or something like that, or your parents approve. Wherever you meet the representative of Krishna, you should take initiation right away, without waiting. You may not be aware of it, but for many lifetimes you have been wandering in the universe of Brahma, and now you're among those who have received the mercy of Guru and Krishna already to the extent that you've been practicing qualified for initiation. Two of you for first initiation and one is receiving second initiation, which completes the initiation process. In case anyone has just dropped by casually and doesn't know the initiation, it's not that these persons who are being initiated decided yesterday they would like to be initiated, but they have been practicing for at least the requirements are, you must be practicing very strictly for a year completely avoid illicit sex, intoxication, reading, gambling. And every day you've been chanting 16 rounds of the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And, of course, there are many other activities, but this is the basis of them. One time, a Catholic priest asked Prabhupada, and Prabhupada told him the four sins which we avoid. He said, aren't there other sins besides these? Prabhupada said, this is the essence of all the sinful activity. And he explained a little bit. He said, for example, from illicit sex, so many other sinful activities will come even to the extent of murder. And we mentioned that this morning, talking about the dangers in the material world, and the devotee avoids the different dangers. And we saw how out of illicit sex might come murder and other things like that. So, and from gold, so many things come. So, therefore, these four sinful activities have been called pillars of sinful life. Imagine a house with four pillars, and if you pull these pillars down, the whole house crashes. The whole house of complicated sinful activity can be demolished by these four sinful activities and other things which are sub-branches of these sinful activities or corollary sinful activities. So that's the do not, the prohibitions, and the do, the thing which we do, is to chant 16 rounds, and as we'll describe, there's a way to do it which is without offenses, by which the chanting becomes most effective. And when we hear those offenses, we understand that if we chant properly, that includes a lot of other Vaishnava behavior. For example, the seventh offense in chanting is, if you don't behave as a devotee, you commit sinful activities, but you tend to your chanting as a kind of counteraction to the sin. Well, that negates the real full effect of the chanting. So, the point is that offenseless chanting includes Vaishnava behavior of many sorts if we're going to chant properly. So, with much wisdom, Srila Prabhupada has given us this condensed activity which you're making your vows on. And if you keep these vows, you may live in any different ashram as a married man or unmarried or living in the temple or living outside the temple in different occupations. But you must keep these activities. Other things that you do, you can do, but your life has to be molded so that with full force you carry out these activities of four sinful activities are avoided and the 16 rounds are chanted properly. Because the real goal of human life is to become purified as we chant the Om Pavitra Pavitra Bhava. Become purified of the bodily identification, forgetfulness of our eternal relationship with Krishna. And that's to be done by chanting His holy names in a purified state, and that will reach the stage where we actually develop love for Krishna. Just as now we have attachments, but we know what love is to a little degree. Mostly we know lust. But love is there, dormant in us. We want love. Actually, we could say that this initiation is the beginning of love. For which we are hankering. It sometimes is a verse which says, that which we are hankering for, life after life, which we're trying to be satisfied and be happy, but we don't find it life after life, you will find this lifetime in connection with your developed love of Krishna. That's what we're looking for. In sense gratification, we seek satisfaction in the self, but we don't find it. And in other things. But this real satisfaction in the self the self which is pure, eternal, spirit, soul, is felt when the self comes in contact with that person, all attractive person, Krishna, in one kind of mood or another, serving him. So by initiation, we begin our loving service to Krishna under the direction of the spiritual master. We start with a dutiful attitude called Vaidhi Bhakti, following the rules and regulations. And by doing that, our spontaneous love of Krishna is aroused. So we're beginning this path of Bhakti Yoga, the love of Krishna, by keeping his vows. And when this matures, if it matures in this lifetime, which it will, if you're very serious and single-minded about it, then at the time of death you'll be filled with thoughts only of Krishna, not about regrets for this material world or fear of the next life. And you'll go to Krishna. But just as you're not being initiated today because, as I said yesterday or an hour ago, you casually agreed to be initiated, but it took a long time. Similarly, we cannot go back to Godhead unless our consciousness has been tested and purified to where actually don't care about anything but serving Krishna and being with Krishna in this world and in the next world. But this is possible if you take the vows very seriously. I'm suggesting that you shouldn't break the vows, but it's even more than that. We're not interested just in what are the rules, what can you do and what can't you do. Sometimes the devotee asks, what can we do and what can't we do? Can we eat this kind of food? Can we do this thing? Can we do that thing? This is all right to want to know what are the rules and regulations. But that's not the goal, just to follow what's right. But the goal is to become perfect. Not just to know what can you get away with or what are you supposed to do. So in a similar way, it's not that you only follow the four rules of 16 rounds, but you put it off in a little corner of your life. But to become actually perfect, go back to Godhead, these activities have to be followed very much dedication. Devote your life in that way. So that this is a symptom of surrender, is that you should do everything that's favorable to Krishna consciousness and avoid everything that's unfavorable. As also said, smarta vyaksitam Vishnu, smarta vyakachandrajit. Always remember Krishna. Never forget Krishna. This is the perfection. But in order to reach that perfection, you don't need anything else except what you're getting today. The Hare Krishna mantra, four rules, and the life of devotional service as you've already been introduced to it, associating with devotees, worshipping the deity, reading Srimad Bhagavatam and other literatures, chanting Hare Krishna, living in a holy place. And that's provided by living in the Krishna consciousness movement in some connection or other. So both first and second initiations are together, which is proper because second initiation simply means, so far we're concerned, that a person is proven to be a strict devotee, has honored the vows of the first initiation for a long enough time, behaved as a devotee, so he or she should be recognized as Brahman, because the Vaishnava is already Brahman. So when you prove by your behavior that you're a bona fide devotee, then you should be recognized by second initiation. So the basis of second initiation is the same as the first, chanting and avoiding all sinful activity. So I will now discuss these 10 offenses briefly as we recite them every morning. First offense is chanting, and lastly, the devotees have dedicated their lives to propagating the holy names of the Lord all over the world. This means that although we may be intent to prosecute our own Krishna consciousness, we don't live alone in the world with only our own spiritual advancement to care about. We have to care about other people. And the most dear people to Krishna are the devotees. So as we should be kind to all living entities, this first offense mentions that we should be especially respectful to other devotees. We should actually learn from them and serve them. But negatively speaking, we shouldn't insult them and blaspheme them. So that's a very dangerous offense. And although it may seem unlikely that you would commit it in a gross sense, it's very easy for us to do that because we all have fault-finding mentality, we tend to be envious. And in our case, since we live as devotees, who are we going to be envious of but our neighbors who happen to be devotees? So it's pretty risky. As if we had to be very careful and deliberate. One devotee, Raghunath Bhatta, one of the six Goswamis, his practice was that he wouldn't criticize any devotee. Even if it was pointed out that, after all, this devotee does have faults, he would say, "I don't know about that. All I know is the person is a devotee." And that was his practice. So we should be careful and not commit any offenses. Or then your own creeper, although it's being auspiciously blessed today, and you're starting off, as it's growing, it can also diminish by offenses which tear up. That first offense is called the mad elephant offense. As a mad elephant would tear up the plants in your garden, so that offense would tear up your creeper. The second offense is to consider the names of the demigods like Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma to be equal to or independent of the holy name of the Lord. The third offense is to disobey the order of the spiritual master. Everything that we do is guided by the parampara. We don't know anything except what is given to us by Prabhupada. And what Prabhupada gives us is all the parampara of the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. Anything beyond that is speculation as far as our advancement in Krishna consciousness is concerned, which is our goal of life. So what we get from the spiritual master in simple succession, that we have to follow those teachings, the guidance, and if there's some specific instruction, we cannot disobey the order of the spiritual master and at the same time go on with this chanting. So you can see how these 10 offenses broaden. When we say 16 rounds, it really is everything if you chant 16 rounds in the life of Krishna consciousness without offense. Fourth offense is to blaspheme the Vedic literatures or literatures in pursuance of the Vedic version. The books that we read called the Prabhupada books, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, this is actually Krishna coming to us, and he's coming from the spiritual world in this literary form of the shlokas and commentaries. So every day we should hear and read at least a little, more the better, of these books, and not just read them but worship them and hear them with oral submission, that everything that they say is perfect and should be followed by us. Anything contrary to faithful hearing will be very detrimental. So the fifth defense is to consider the chanting of Hare Krishna to be imagination. So many of these things, they have to do with our Shraddha, our faith. Faith in the Guru, faith in the Shastra, faith in the Holy Name. Not blind faith, but after hearing and understanding what is the Hare Krishna mantra, how is Krishna himself in the sound vibration. Then after that, and you're dedicating your life to the chanting, don't minimize it in different ways. Of course, you could minimize it by some intellectual doubt. But how could the Holy Name actually do what it says it can do? How could Krishna appear in the Holy Name? So many doubts. Or you may minimize it by improper chanting, by impersonal chanting, like not thinking of Krishna when you're chanting, thinking of something else, or neglecting Krishna. None. In different ways would be to minimize the Holy Name. And the sixth offense is connected to that, to make some interpretation of the Holy Name. Concoct what the Holy Name actually is, other than what we learn in the Shastras. Actually, if we have faith, if we really appreciate the Holy Name, we will be chanting with all attention and reverence to the Holy Name. That also should be done at the best time of the day, in the best circumstances, so as not to minimize the Holy Name. It's not a big task, only 16 rounds a day. Srila Prabhupada's spiritual master used to say that you have to chant 64 rounds a day, or you were considered fallen. But Prabhupada saw that we were incapable of that. So he gave us a minimum of 16 rounds. At least that, we have to find the time, no matter what else you do. You have to find the time, make it sacred, so that you can chant with full attention. To get the good results. And we already mentioned the seventh offense, to commit sinful activities in the strength of chanting the Holy Name. That is hypocrisy. In the same talk I mentioned the Prabhupada had with this Father Tanner in England. The man asked, the priest asked, I don't remember those four rules that you just stated, he said, but do you have any rules that deals with truthfulness, that it's a sin to tell lie? And Prabhupada said, no, just these four rules. Because, he said, if you don't commit sins, then you'll be truthful, and you won't be a hypocrite. Said, if you say you're a religious person, but you commit sinful activities, then you're not truthful, you're a hypocrite. That was interesting the way Prabhupada put it, that we don't have a rule that don't tell lies, or be truthful. Because if you don't commit sinful activities, he said, then that is truthfulness. That is, so hypocrisy, like in the seventh offense, is you come forward, you say, I want to take initiation even, and then you don't do it, what you said you would do. That's hypocrisy. That's untruthfulness. Or to commit any of the sinful activities. But if you do them, then truthfulness is there. To be a devotee and to follow your vows, that's truthfulness. Krishna is the supreme truth, and we are following him. So that is the worst kind of hypocrisy. And to deliberately misuse the Holy Name, bringing it into your life of sin, that is a bad offense. Sometimes said that if we offend Krishna, we can be forgiven by the devotee. But if you offend the Holy Name, which is the most merciful form of Krishna, there's no way to be forgiven. It's only recommended that you may ask forgiveness of the Holy Name. But please, forgive me for not understanding how glorious you are and for mistreating you. Now I wish to rectify that and to chant constantly. So, but if you stay in an offensive state to the Holy Name, where are you going to get mercy? In this age, through mercy, Harinama, 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 even Kevalam, Alonas, Devanas, Devanas, the mercy is in the holy name. If you ruin your relationship with the holy name, and you're going to seek mercy elsewhere, how is that possible? Everything in Kali Yuga is an ocean of vices. Except one great quality is the chanting of the holy name. So this we have to preserve, even though we may be imperfect and so many discrepancies in different things we do. We at least have to be faithful to the holy name and to the vows of taking the holy name, not to commit sinful activities with respect to the holy name. Eighth offense is to consider the holy name to be ritualistic, to consider the chanting of Hare Krishna to be one of the auspicious ritualistic activities mentioned in the Vedas as karma kanda. We don't pray through the holy name or by the holy name, Hare Krishna mantra, for material benedictions. It's not like that. We pray for a service to Krishna. So don't use the holy name. As the seventh offense says, don't use the holy name for as part of your sinful life. We may also say, don't use the holy name as part of your religious life, in the sense of material religious life. This is for love of God. One time Prabhupada met one man, a reverend who was also a folk singer in New York City. They were talking, and the man said, one of the real problems is a person has to know what to pray for. As people misunderstand, they don't know what to pray for. So the question was a simple one, what to pray for. And but Srila Prabhupada put the answer very sublimely. He said, yes, we should pray to God, please let me love you. That's the answer to the problem what to pray for. Don't pray for something else. When you pray, please let me love you. He's lovable, but we are fallen away from that love. So chant Hare Krishna, please pick me up. Please engage me in your loving service. Ninth offense is to instruct the faithless person about the glories of the holy name. The tenth offense is not to have complete faith in the chanting of the holy name and to maintain material attachments even after receiving so many instructions in this matter. It's also offensive to be inattentive while chanting. So we can talk at length on all of those offenses, but the main thing is to learn them and to avoid them by simple, proper chanting, then everything will be cleared up automatically. All right. So now, before we begin the fire ceremony, we'll give out the beads for the first meeting. Day. their spiritual lineages. Kartik Devadasi. Kartika is the very auspicious season for the Vaishnavas, which is sometimes called Damodar, Vrata or Damodarma. When you perform devotional services that month, you get the love of God. So, you can be a servant of Kartika. Wow. Anyone else can chant Hare Krishna Mantra?
Thank you. Jnana Timuran Dasya Jananjana Salakaya Chakshur Amitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Svaha 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 Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Yada Mayam Dati Sva Vedantikam Svaha 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 Vande Aham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnav Vamscha Sri Rupam Sahajatam Sahadana Raghunatam Pitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Vrijina Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Sakha Vamsha Svaha 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 Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namaste, Namaste, Saraswati, Deve, Gaura, Vani, Pracharine, Nirvishesha, Sunyavadi, Vaschata, Deshatarine, Swaha, 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 Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Iti Namine, Shri, Varsha, Vanavi,
Devi,
Dayataya,
Upadaye,
Krishna Sambandha,
Vijnana,
Dayane,
Prabhave,
Namah,
Svaha,
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 Madhurya,
Ujjvala,
Premadya,
Sri,
Rupa,
Anuga,
Bhaktida,
Sri,
Gaura,
Karuna,
Shakti,
Vigra,
Maya,
Namostute,
Namaste,
Gaura,
Vani,
Sri
Mortaye,
Vinatarine,
Rupanuga,
Virudha,
Apa,
Siddhanta,
Siddhanta,
Dvanta,
Dvanta,
Harine,
Harine,
Svaha,
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 Namo,
Gaura,
Gaura,
Kishoraya,
Kishoraya,
Sakshat,
Sakshat,
Vairagya,
Vairagya,
Murtaye,
Murtaye,
Vipra,
Lampa,
Lampa,
Rasam,
Rasam,
Bode,
Bode,
Padam,
Jaya,
Jaya,
Te,
Te,
Nama,
Nama,
Namo,
Namo,
Bhaktivinodaya,
Bhaktivinodaya,
Sachi,
Sachi,
Ananda,
Ananda,
Namine,
Namine,
Gaura,
Gaura,
Shakti,
Shakti,
Svaru,
Paya,
Paya,
Rupanuga,
Raite,
Svaha,
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 Gaura,
Gaura,
Virbhava,
Virbhava,
Ume,
Ume,
Svam,
Svam,
Nirdeshta,
Nirdeshta,
Sajana,
Sajana, Priya,
Vaishnava,
Vaishnava,
Sarva,
Sarva,
Boma,
Sri,
Sri,
Jaga,
Jaga,
Antaya,
Te,
Nama,
Svaha,
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 Pancha,
Pancha,
Kalpa,
Srubhyas,
Chara,
Kripa,
Sindhu,
Vyeva,
Chara,
Pati,
Anam,
Pavan,
Evyo,
Vaishna,
Evyo,
Namo,
Namo,
Svaha,
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 Namo,
Maha,
Vananyaya,
Krishna,
Krishna,
Prema,
Dayate,
Krishnaya,
Krishna,
Krishna,
Chaitanya,
Chaitanya,
Namine,
Gaura,
Gaura,
Vijay,
Namaha,
Svaha,
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 Pancha,
Pancha,
Tattva,
Tattva,
Krishna,
Bhakta Rupa,
Sarupakam,
Bhakta,
Bhakta,
Nataram,
Nataram,
Bhakta,
Bhakta,
Akyam,
Akyam,
Namami,
Namami,
Bhakta,
Bhakta,
Shaktikam,
Shaktikam,
Svaha,
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 Hey,
Krishna,
Krishna,
Karuna,
Sindhu,
Dina,
Bandhu,
Bandhu,
Jagatpate,
Jagatpate,
Opesha,
Opesha,
Gopika,
Gopika,
Kanta,
Kanta,
Radha,
Radha, Radha,
Kanta,
Kanta,
Namostute,
Namostute,
Svaha,
Svaha,
Jayatam
Surato
Tangor
Mama
Manda Manda
Mater. Gati
Mat
Sarvasva
Adam
Bhoja
Radha
Madana
Mohano
Svaha
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 Divya
Vrinda
Aranya
Kalpa
Rumadha
Srimad
Ratna
Dara
Simha
Stana
Stau
Srimad
Radha
Srila
Govinda
Devau
Preshta
Siddhi
Devya
Manu
Swami
Swaha
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 Sriman
Rasa
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 Rambi
Bamsi
Bata
Tata
Sita
Barsham
Venu
Svanair
Gopi
Gopi
Gopinath
Sriye
Stu
Na
Svaha
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 Tanta
Kanchana
Gaurangi
Radhe
Vrinda
Vaneshwari
Vrisha
Banu
Sute
Devi
Prana
Gani
Hari
Priye
Svaha
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 Sri Krishna Chaitanya
Prabhu Nityananda
Sri Advaita
Gadadha
Sri Vas
Adi Gaur
Bhakta Vrinda.
Alright, now you stand up.
Svaha
Svaha
Svaha.
Now stand up and put the banana between the folds of the palm.
Pramanya
Devaya
Go
Brahmana
Itaicha
Jagat
Itaya
Krishnaya
Govindaya
Namo
Nama
Svaha
Svaha
Svaha.
Now, one at a time, place the banana in the flame.
Namo
Pramanya
Devaya
Go
Brahmana
Itayacha
Jagat
Itaya
Krishnaya
Govindaya
Namo
Nama
Svaha
Hare
Rama
Hare
Rama
Prabhupada
Jai.
Someone please put the napkins on these women. Hare
Hare Krishna
Krishna
Hare
Hare
Krishna
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 Hare
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 Rama
Hare
Rama
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 Hare
Hare.
So we can have a kirtan now. Everyone, please stay up so you get some of this black moss for your forehead.
You can have it because you have to receive the back.
you watch me, I'll demonstrate.